those who commit environmental crime. Criminal Justice Inspection NI has indeed been looking at the Environmental Crime Unit. The research was carried out at the invitation of the Department of the Environment. We'll speak to James Corrigan, who's the Deputy Chief Inspector of Criminal Justice NI. James, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This element, this group that we're talking about, it's a group we don't often hear very much about. First of all, what are the main crimes that are being committed that this environmental crime unit would be investigating?
Well, this is a small environmental crime unit. It's within the Department of the Environment, within the Environment Agency, and it deals principally with waste-related crime, so illegal dumping, illegal sites. That's the main responsibility for the unit.
Time and again on the news we hear of examples of pollution, the dumping of waste oil, the polluting of rivers. Would those be the main target areas that this unit would be looking into?
And this unit is principally dealing with the most serious and the most organised form of criminality around environmental crime. So principally the illegal dumping, the industrial level scale of illegal dumping, for example, in large sites throughout the province in Northern Ireland.
And does that include people coming from the Republic dumping here because it's easier to do it here, or is that not as big a problem as it used to be?
It's still a problem, and the illegal transfer of waste between different states is a major issue for all European countries. And we do know that there are a number of sites located throughout Northern Ireland, which includes waste from the Republic of Ireland. So that is certainly a big problem. But a lot of the problem is actually homegrown. It's within Northern Ireland. It's organised crime within Northern Ireland who have identified environmental crime as high profit and relatively low risk.
And is it low risk because there isn't the manpower? You said it was a small unit. Are they not well enough equipped to really address the issue?
Well, it's low risk because you're right, it is a very small unit. It's less than 40 people. It's got a budget of less than 1.5 million. And it's dealing with the very high level of criminality. These are organised crime. These are very serious serial offenders. They're well organised. They've got networks throughout Northern Ireland and in other countries. And it is a very, very difficult job to put together effective investigations and prosecutions.
Yeah, you talk about organised criminals. I get the picture in my mind of people who are dealing illegally in fuel. Is that what you're referring to, or is it greater than that?
Well, I suppose the problem around illegal fuel is mainly excise evasion. So that's a responsibility of Revenue and Customs. The consequences of excise and illegal fuel evasion rests with the Environment Agency. In other words, the clean-up costs, the damage to the water systems, the damage to air quality, those are the responsibilities of the Environmental Crime Unit. And that's the area that we're focusing on in this report.
And the criminals, what other games are they involved in that leads to crime against the environment?
Well, essentially, most of the crime in relation to the environment is profit-motivated. So tax evasion in terms of not paying the legitimate charges for the disposal of waste. There's also the illegal dumping of waste in sites throughout Northern Ireland, and that leads to huge costs in terms of clean-up costs. For example, there's a site in the northwest. It's already cost almost 1 million, but there's actually projections that it could cost up to 100 million for the clean-up costs. And if we don't actually do the clean-up costs, the costs will come in other ways. It'll be EU fines, infraction proceedings. It'll be the costs in terms of public health. It's also, remember, the costs to other businesses, because illegal operators are actually driving legitimate businesses out of business.
With regards to the Northwest one that you're describing there, millions of pounds worth of waste, describe the site to me and what's dumped there.
Well, it's a large site. I think it's been various media programmes relating to the site. It was waste which was illegally disposed over a large number of years. In fact, the level of that waste is relatively unknown. It's a live investigation by the crime unit at the moment, and it is intended to be a prosecution. I suppose the case itself, and I don't want to talk about the case since it is a live prosecution case, but it does I suppose, provide some insight into the nature of environmental crime itself and how large scale it can be, and also probably most importantly, the consequences that it has for all of us as the public in terms of ratepayers and also taxpayers into the future.
Would the public be aware that stuff was being dumped illegally and turning a blind eye to it, or are they raising the issue and nothing's being done about it?
I think a lot of this activity is relatively covert. It's well organised. Organised crime gangs are involved. It's not that visible to members of the public. So it's highly organised.
But there must be massive trucks involved. Surely the PSNI must have concerns or worries about who's driving what where at particular times of day or night.
Well, as you know, the PSNI have lots of different priorities and the resources are stretched in the same way that the resources within the crime unit have been stretched. Remember, the DOE, there have been significant cuts to the DOE budget over the last number of years. And I suppose the point that we're making in this report is that even understanding the impact of these cuts and the necessity of these cuts, it's not really a viable option to actually cut the costs or actually stay the same. Because if you have ineffective enforcement, you're going to have huge, enormous liabilities in the form of clean-up costs and other costs to public health going forward. So I suppose our point would be this needs more investment and a more rigorous approach going forward.
And the Environmental Crime Unit, does it work hand in glove with the PSNI? Do they liaise with each other, or are they two totally separate entities?
Well, they are separate entities, and I suppose it is quite an unusual arrangement because the crime unit rests within the government department, but it's separate from the formal criminal justice system. But what we found in this review is that there is very good partnerships between the crime unit and the PSNI and other law enforcement agencies. But we do think that there can be improvements. For example, the crime unit is represented on the Organised Crime Task Force, which is chaired by the Minister for Justice. I think there are more areas for development in that area. But I think partnerships in general, because this problem is too big for any one small unit to deal with. There needs to be a liaison and linkages across the formal criminal justice system.
Well, the Department of Environment invited you to carry out the inspection. What do you expect the Department of Environment to do now?
Well, we are very pleased actually with the response from both the Minister and from the Department. The Minister has actually mirrored our findings, and he's fully committed to improvements in the crime unit and having a tougher approach to dealing with offenders. The Department itself have accepted all the recommendations, although with the caveat around funding, and we can understand that. So we are pleased with the approach taken both by the Minister and by the Department.
Yeah, but funding may make all the difference in the end. It's not a top priority. The bottom line is it is a major problem here in Northern Ireland.
Well, that's right. And we understand that there are funding pressures on every department. But it's not. We believe it is not a viable option not to invest in this unit because the other costs to society are just too large.
Good speaking to you, James. Thanks for reporting back to us. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
It's James Corrigan speaking to us. And environmental crime, it impacts on us all, as you're saying. Significant organised waste crime has been found to exist in this part of the world. Criminals, unscrupulous operators making significant profits from waste crime and illegal waste disposal. Deputy Chief Inspector making his points to us, indeed, of the criminal justice in Northern Ireland, Deputy Chief Inspector James Corrigan.